Welcome to Chatterbox, the Norwich Talking Newspaper. This is edition number 2035, recorded on Thursday the 8th of November 2018, bringing you news and information from your local Norwich Evening News. I'm James McGarrion and I'm joined by Elizabeth Stimson.
Thank you, James. We'd like to welcome new listener Miss Lena Saunders. We do hope you enjoy our Chatterbox news. Along with the week's news, we have two features, each focusing on a different aspect of the First World War. We also have letters to the Evening News and Information Desk. We begin with news stories, which include a care home with severe problems and a Community at Heart Award winners are recognised. But first, the potential routes and the multitude million-pound price tags for the road which would join the Norwich Northern Distributor Road to the A47 have been revealed.
Four routes have been unveiled by Norfolk County Council for the so-called Western Link, with the costs ranging from £60 million to £161 million. And a 30-foot-high viaduct could be built over the River Wensum and its floodplains through three of the options, while one would also require a second viaduct over the River Tud. The £205 million Northern Distributor Road, now known as the Broadland Northway, currently ends at the A1067 Fakenham Road. But more than a decade ago, there were options to join it to the A47 to the east of Norwich. They were ruled out because of the cost of crossing the Wensum Valley. Parts of the River Wensum are designated as of special scientific interest, and it is a special area of conservation. However, the council has always harboured hopes of linking it and made one of County Hall's priorities 2 years ago. The council says consultation earlier this year showed support for the link, and now they have revealed the options. Option A, a single carriageway upgrade to the A1067 to Lenwade and Honingham, cost £60 million. Option B, new dual carriageway and 1067 upgrade, new route to east of Western Longville, with a new junction at Attlebridge using current bridge. Cost, £155 million. Option C, new junction to take route between Western Longville and Ringland crossing the Wensum on a long viaduct. Cost, £153 million. Option D, new route west of Ringland, linked to A47 at Taverham Road Junction, crossing the Wensum on a viaduct with a second viaduct over the Tud. Cost, £161 million.
The boss of the largest taxi company in Norfolk has hit out at private parking fines, branding them modern piracy. Simon Callender, director of ABC Taxis in Norwich, said he receives up to 10 invoices for private parking charges every week, which he throws away. The cab companies across the region say they are bombarded with invoices from companies using automatic number plate recognition, ANPR, cameras for picking up and dropping off customers at shops, doctor surgeries and hospital residences. Mr. Callender, 59, said the thing with taxis, which they don't seem to understand, is that we don't actually park. There are certain places where just for picking up someone from the premises, you get a ticket. Cab company bosses want the ANPR parking firms to be more accountable and easier to contact. John Walker, Enterprise Taxis director, said he had received 1,000 notices in the past 4 years. He spoke about the issue after a driver who dropped off a customer in a wheelchair at a doctor's appointment in Norwich, was faced with a ticket after getting a flat tyre, and so was the breakdown vehicle which was sent to help.
More than 60,000 fewer visits have been made to Norfolk's recycling centres since controversial waste changes were introduced earlier this year. The latest figures from Norfolk County Council reveal visitor numbers over the past 5 months are still well below where they were in 2017. It comes after the Conservative-controlled council removed a concession which had allowed people to leave up to 80 litres of DIY waste at its recycling centres for no charge. As of April the 1st this year, people have had to pay £3 for getting rid of a bag of rubble and item of timber and £9 for plasterboard. A council spokesman said, "We would always urge people to check our website to see what you can take along to a recycling centre, as it's free to bring all your household waste, including sofas, fridges, carpet and underlay, angry garden waste. It's important to look closely and see what the facts and figures over a period of time are telling us. We know that year after year, around 90% of fly-tipped waste could have been left at recycling centre for free. And the latest figures available do not suggest that there's been any significant rise in the amount of construction and demolition waste being illegally dumped in Norfolk since April 2018.
A resident was able to set fire to their own T-shirt at a Norwich care home, judged unsafe by the inspectors 3 times. Northgate House on Lynx Avenue, Helsdon, was inspected by the Care Quality Commission, CQC, in September, where it was found to be inadequate. The home can provide care for up to 22 people, but during the most recent inspection had just 3 residents. Norfolk County Council removed all of its sponsored residents earlier in the year after safety concerns were raised. Yet even with only 3 residents, inspectors said there were still significant shortfalls. The home has been inspected 7 times since December 2014. 3 of these inspections have resulted in the home being given an overall rating of inadequate. Inspectors have found it required improvement on 4 occasions. Inspectors say they continue to have major concerns regarding the lack of action. And in most recent visit, fire risks were identified, including one incident where a resident had set fire to their clothing while alone in their rooms refilling their lighter. The resident was not harmed purely because a staff member smelt burning and managed to get to them in time. There had also been mouse droppings found in the home's kitchen by Environmental Health. The manager denied this was the case, but could not provide evidence to CQC inspectors. Operations manager Ziggy Rathmutley directed this newspaper to his solicitors, who did not wish to comment.
Kettle Foods has announced that Norwich company Draper and Nichols has been awarded the contract to build the new potato intake facility at its site in Beaufort. Work on the £3 million site to upgrade the potato processing facility has begun. The project is due to finish in May 2019.
A carer, a young environmentalist, a promising wheelchair tennis player and a retired teacher are just some of the people named as winners at Broadland Council's Community at Heart Award. The awards celebrate the achievements of people from the Broadland area who have made an exceptional contribution to their community. A judging panel choose winners in a variety of categories, including Carer of the Year, Young Person of the Year and Environmental Champion of the Year, from nominations made by members of the public. Amongst the winners was Ben Bartram, who was named as Young Person of the Year for his wheelchair tennis achievements. Another young winner was 12-year-old Nadia Sparks, who was named as Environmental Champion of the Year for her commitment to litter picking in Helsden. John Warren, partner at Price Bailey, which sponsored the award, said, "We think it is important to celebrate those outstanding individuals who are driven to make life just a little bit easier for everyone else, whether it's through small gestures or decades of voluntary work."
A man escaped serious injury after his car ended up on its roof and he became trapped inside. The incident happened in Reefham Road, Helsden. Emergency services, including the ambulance service, police and Norfolk Fire and Rescue Service, were called to the scene. The male driver, who had to be removed from the car, escaped uninjured.
Authorities have pledged radical reforms in the way they deal with domestic abuse cases after the killing of Kerry McCaudley. The Norwich mother of two was battered to death by her ex-boyfriend, John Storey. Storey, 28, was well known to police and probation services. He had beaten up five previous girlfriends and as early as 2008 was described by probation as having the capacity to cause fatal harm. Staff shortages meant he was not properly monitored. A domestic homicide review into the 32-year-old's death revealed a litany of failings by authorities. Chairman of the review panel, Gary Goose, said, "We must look again at the specific nature of domestic violence and the balance between individual rights and safeguarding those who are vulnerable."
Norwich has maintained its position among the top 20 cities to live and work in. It ranks 18 in the PwC's Good Growth for Cities Index 2018, which lists the performances of 42 of the UK's largest towns and cities, particularly in terms of income and transport. Topping the list is Oxford and Reading, with Swansea and Sunderland lingering in the bottom place. Norwich's position remains unchanged from last year, but is ranked significantly higher than Manchester, Birmingham and Newcastle. The index measures growth in employment, health, income and skills within the 42 cities across the UK, while housing affordability, commuting times, environmental factors and income inequality are also considered. Norwich scored highly in jobs, skills for young people aged 16 to 24 and transport, but work-life balance and house price to earnings were given a low rating.